USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to create millions of good-paying jobs, union jobs in manufacturing.
President Biden's comments during a cabinet meeting at the White House on Tuesday, Biden saying it's now up to him and his cabinet members to establish everything that was passed through Congress. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he supports the decision to fire the chief of the Uvalde School District Police Department.
He responded incorrectly to what happened, and it led to a greater loss of life, and it was appropriate that he was terminated.
The governor saying Pete Arredondo did not follow the Columbine protocol adopted after the Colorado mass shooting, which requires law enforcement to go to the school shooter and eliminate them as soon as possible. The COVID-19 death rate is too high for a vaccine-treatable disease. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Speaking about the new Omicron-specific booster, Dr. Walensky explained that most hospitalizations and deaths were occurring in Americans over the age of 60. Senators are back on Capitol Hill Tuesday, resuming the congressional session after a recess that lasted over a month. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is pointing out crime and border security are top priorities for Americans and is accusing Democrats of deliberately ignoring these issues.
When you combine together crime and immigration, the issue of law and order ranks as the people's clear number two concern, second only to inflation.
Apple is expected to reveal a new iPhone at an event on Wednesday. The phone is expected to increase in size, but take on a slimmer look. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Britain's new prime minister is addressing the country for the first time.
We will transform Britain into an aspiration nation with high-paying jobs, safe streets, and where everyone everywhere has the opportunities they deserve.
Liz Truss speaking outside 10 Downing Street, where she laid out her goals to strengthen the British economy, overcome the energy crisis brought on by the ongoing war in Ukraine, and making health care easily accessible for all. People in South Korea are cleaning up after a strong storm.
The most powerful typhoon to hit South Korea in years on Tuesday dumped 36 inches of rain, destroyed roads, and fell power lines. But the death toll of three could have been much higher if not for proactive evacuations and closures of schools. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An Iowa State University study finds women are drinking alcohol more often. Sociology professor Susan Stewart saying the trend dates back several decades, especially among white college-educated women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. She says factors driving the increase include stress and an increase in the marketing of alcohol toward women. There's a big shakeup coming in the healthcare industry. CVS is buying Signify Health for about $8 billion. The deal is expected to become official in the first half of 2023. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.